Cuban trade. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Ag groups have recently expressed concern over President Donald Trump's announcement that his administration will restrict travel to Cuba and limit business activities in Cuba. The American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, and the U.S. Grains Council and wheat growers say limiting trade could hurt U.S. exports. Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Jake Putnam.
A lot of ag groups are concerned over President Trump's announcement that his administration is going to start travel restrictions and limit business activities in Cuba, basically undoing some of the Obama administration's work toward Cuba. And one of the things that the ag community is worried about is trade, because we were on tap to have a free and open market where we could send stuff in there that we hadn't been sending for 50, 60 years. And some of the things that we were looking hard at were potato seed. And that was just talked about in May, of shipping some potato seeds there. And we could have really opened the door there. And at this point, we don't know what the status of that deal is or what other deals are. Wheat was also looking at Cuba, too. So at this point, everything is in wait-and-see mode, and we just got to see what happens next.
President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall, said that Cuba is a $2 billion annual food import market.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.